Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. He lays the beams of his chamber on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He rides on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers winds, his ministers a flaming fire. He set the earth on its foundation so that it should never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took flight. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. Psalm 104, verses 1 through 9. And wouldn't you know, there's quite a bit more. It goes all the way up to verse 35, more than we can possibly just cover today. But what you do see here is the beginning, the psalmist singing about how God has ordained the creation of the world, and even in spite of our fall, continues to maintain it. First, he is the God of God and light of light, very God of very God, eternally unavailable to us, cloaked with the essence of light itself as we would put on clothing, able to stretch out all the starry hosts of the ends of space the way you would stretch out a tent, perhaps even more easily than that. Now, the following verses are a bit unique, but can you see Jesus in them? He lays the beams of his chamber on the waters, that is, he could walk on them if he wanted to. He makes the clouds his chariot, that means he can ascend into them if he wants to. He makes his messengers winds and a flaming fire, that is, all the hosts of heaven do as he bids. And he laid the foundations of this created cosmos so that it should never be moved. But when he wanted to destroy mankind for our wickedness, for our complete rejection of the promises that he had given to Adam and Eve, he covered this entire planet with water, as you would again cover yourself with a garment or maybe lay a blanket over the table, so that the waters stood above the mountains with that great worldwide flood of old. And yet, in his mercy, this God who does not desire the death of the sinner, but would that he would turn from his ways, repent, and live, so brought 8 people through that roaring flood, the Ark of Noah, and all the animals with him, let them out onto another world that had been set free from these waters. He rebuked the waters, made them fly away, so that the mountains rose up and the valleys sank down as he appointed it to be. And he set a boundary there that they might never pass again, and so cover the entire earth, and set the bow in the sky, not to remind us, but to remind him that through that rainbow promise, he would always look down on us with mercy, remembering his intention to save. It is with this kind of knowledge that the author of this psalm can stand apart from this world, stand as one who sees both its destruction and its glory, and move forward in the psalm begging our God to remove the evil from it, expelling it from the good creation so that the power, wisdom, and goodness of God that he intended would be what we really know. The psalmist stands free to call things what they are, including all the evils that we see, and yet freed by and therefore free to praise the self-sufficient God, gives himself in condescending love to set the creation free from that corruption that fallen man had brought upon it. So that as the psalmist moves in this song from his glorying in the beginnings of creation and the light of very light all the way to the Sabbath rest, not the seventh day, but that final rest into which Jesus intends to bring us on the last day, he is able to both sing to the Lord as long as he lives, praise to the God while he has been, rejoicing on the Lord, and pray that all sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more, recognizing, first and foremost, he prays for and against himself, that his own ancient Adam would be drowned and die with all evil desire, and that final new man, given in Jesus, now living by faith alone, would arise not just to another ordinary day on this broken planet, but to that great and final day of the life of the world to come. Bless the Lord, O my soul. How manifold are his works.